God himself is love. God loves us so much that he gave his son for us. He sent his son to die for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God did not have to send his son, but he did. He did it out of the love that he has for us. God sent his son to die on the cross for us, even though that we are sinners. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. God's love is continuous and unchanging. He loves everyone the same forever. The Lord appeared to us from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah 31:3. His love is surrounding us day by day. He loves us so much that he gives us eternal life with him in heaven someday. John 3:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. We love God, and God loves us. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:10. We don't earn God's love. He freely gives it to us. What we do to show is acceptance and our appreciation of his love. Our love for God is in response to his love for us. We love God because first loved us. 1 John 4:19. My name is Robin. I am a child of God. I love the Lord because of his deep love for me.
As we have been studying God's Word this past year and a half, I've noticed God's love mentioned many times in our Bible. What has amazed me is that Jesus, the example of God's love, died for me without even truly knowing me while I was a sinner. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Wow, this is hard to grasp. Could I be mocked, humiliated, beaten, laid down my life, and be nailed to a cross? All for evil people. Jesus did, and he wasn't even guilty of one sin. The Bible also states in John 15, verse 9 through 17, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from the Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. It is easy to say, but it made me wonder, how can I and you learn to love this great, to love as Jesus loved? Then I read 1 Corinthians 13, which gives me the way to begin and how to begin loving the way Jesus loves. If I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I give the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, that I have faith to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I am nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not self-seeking, and it is not rude. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It will always protect, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there is prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Paul gives us a wonderful picture of what love is. It lets us know what we need to strive for. The only successful way is through God's word and try to be like Jesus. Most importantly, it is to love as God loved us.
Over the past 2 years of confirmation, we have learned so much. One of the main topics that stuck out to us was how deep the Father's love for us. This is what God's love means to me. Because God loves us, He created both the world and us. You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You gave life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. Nehemiah 9:6. God created us, molded us, and made us His. Isaiah 64:8 says, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." Because God loves us and created us, He has made us His children. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12. Because we are His children and He loves us so much, nothing can separate us from His love. Romans 8:39 says, "Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Because God loves us, He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let us settle this matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Because God loves us, through His Son, we have forgiveness of our sins. "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God." Ezekiel 36:25-28. Because God loves us, God had His Son, Jesus, rise from the dead so that death is conquered and we can have eternal life with Him. John 14:19 says, "Because I live, you also will live." Jesus reminds us through the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus that "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." John 11:25-26. Because God loves us, there is a place prepared in heaven for us. John 14:2-4 says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so you also may be where I am." Because God loves us, God has given us each unique gifts and talents. These talents are given to do the work that God has planned for us, 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. We use these gifts to return his love, praise him, serve him, and build the kingdom of God. For we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he has prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. I am Heather, confirmed in Christ today because I know God loves me. Amen.